And welcome back. We're going to be talking about a very unusual program and project that is being conducted through Facebook these days, but we'll do that in a moment. But first, here are some of the stories our St. Louis Public Radio newsroom is following today. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen is debating whether to put a $25 million bond issue on the April ballot. If approved by voters, the bonds would pay for new fire trucks and repairs to some of the city's 36 firehouses. It also includes funds for repairs to the municipal garage downtown, and for a new computer system for the assessor's office. And St. Louis-based Monsanto is taking legal action against the state of California. The company is suing to keep the key ingredient in its Roundup herbicide from being added to the state's list of known cancer-causing substances. You can learn more about these and other stories this afternoon on St. Louis Public Radio and throughout the day at stlpublicradio.org. All right, now we're going to move on, and I'm happy to welcome into the studio here Corby Woodruff. He's got a very interesting project going. It's called All of the Faces Project. And, Corey, I'll ask you to explain what that is. I know you're working through Facebook, and you've traveled a lot of miles in the last several months to pull it off. What's going on?
Well, Don, two Christmases ago now, the December of 2014, I started a project where I wanted to photograph all of my Facebook friends, and the genesis of it was just having a series of people come through the studio, spending some time with them and experimenting with some photography. And it very quickly turned into an interesting experiment in social media. I quickly discovered how many people outside my ring of friends would see the photos I would post. And it was very evident very quickly that the social element of it was something worth highlighting. I've since given a lot of thought to it, of course, and it's interesting how social media has made the world such a small place. We can instantly message each other and share things with people all over the world, but I also feel like it's kind of separated a lot of us. Some people, especially younger people that have grown up only knowing a digital connected world, have no sense of actually spending time in front of someone sometimes. A digital relationship with somebody is one thing, but I think that having a real-world personal interaction with somebody is a much greater thing. So latching onto that throughout the project has really made it a lot more rewarding. I get to take some cool photos, but I also get to spend personal time with literally everyone I know.
You say they are cool photos, but they're all essentially the same photo, different subjects, but similar background, for instance.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I basically take two portraits of each person. The first thing I started doing was photographing everyone exactly the same way under the exact same light, just to force people to look at everyone, look at everyone's personality. And when there's no difference in the background, there's no difference in the lighting, anything like that, it forces you to kind of, you know, look into their eyes, look into their face, and get the personality through the photo. But as a thank you to everyone that has come by to have their photo made or that I've gone to take their photo, I try to make another portrait or two or three in a unique way. A lot of times it's improvised on the spot. Sometimes people bring their kids or their dog or their guitar, or some people want a photo for their LinkedIn page or whatever. But those are completely different every single time.
And where can folks like me find these photos?
All the photos are shared on allofthefaces.com, my website. Okay. I also post to my two Instagram accounts. One's under my name, one's under the All of the Faces name. And those also share some of the stories of each person and my relationship with them.
You traveled well over 10,000 miles. You have about 700 Facebook friends, I believe is the number I saw, and you photographed a little more than half of them maybe?
Yeah, I've done – as of last night, I photographed my 370th person, so I'm a little over halfway. In October, I took a 10,000-mile road trip basically to photograph all of my friends that are in the U.S. but are on the outskirts of the country, everyone that's further than a day away. I managed to hit 35 states, made close to 50 photos on that trip.
What have you learned? And talking with these various people, and they're all kinds of people, obviously.
Sure.
What are some of the things that you've learned?
Everyone, of course, everyone says this, but everyone's got such a unique story. And what's interesting to me is that I already have a personal relationship with all of these people. I only friend people on Facebook that I've met in person. But everyone's story is interesting, and there's stuff that they'll tell you in person that they don't share on Facebook. You know, Facebook's kind of a highlight reel, so it's nice to have like a deeper conversation, even if it's a half an hour or an hour long. interaction with these people, that's something that is invaluable to me. It's something you're not going to get sitting behind a keyboard and looking at a computer monitor. You can only get that in person.
In terms of establishing contact, and easy enough to do through Facebook, I would assume, but what has the reaction been to your requests to do this? It's an unusual kind of request.
For the most part, everyone has been, I'll say, interested, if not excited, to take part. I've had a few folks that either declined to respond or have flat out said, I don't know if I want to do this or not, which is totally fine. I'm not out to, you know, say, no, you have to have your picture made if you want to stay friends with me or anything like that. But by and large, the reaction has been overwhelmingly positive. And the thing that's been amazing to me is how many people have responded beyond the ring of people that I know. I did not foresee that, but that's been fascinating to me.
Yeah, well, that's one of the interesting things about Facebook, because we call them friends, but oftentimes mm-hmm. we don't know them. We've just friended them through this process. So you're coming on to some of these people as really quite the stranger.
In some cases, yes. There's been a few people that I friended after, say, a business meeting or something like that. And when they came to the studio or I went to photograph them, we had to have a quick 5-minute discussion of, how do I know you again? I don't really recall, because we don't interact much on Facebook. And those, while they might be awkward moments, I think every time I've done that, I feel like I have, and hopefully they have, we come out of the exchange knowing each other better and really appreciating it.
What is it about you that they seem most interested in?
I have no idea. I'm the guy with the camera. I think some people are interested in having an interesting photo made of them. There's been some folks that really hate having their photo taken, so that puts the onus on me to, you know, be the photographer and kind of put them at ease and bring a little personality out in their photos.
Where does it go from here? You still have a number of folks to photograph, and that's going to take a while. What is your timetable for all that?
I kind of have a loose deadline of the end of this year. I'd like to finish by then. Otherwise, obviously, it could go on forever. But geographically speaking, it could take me to Australia, Norway, South Korea. I've got friends scattered in half a dozen countries outside the U.S. The vast majority of people are here in the U.S. I'd say I probably have another 100 or so to photograph in the St. Louis area. And then outside of St. Louis, it's throughout the Midwest for the most part. Besides that, I plan to hopefully do some sort of book to compile, if not all the photos, most of the ones people seem interested in, and share some of the stories of the project.
Well, if you're going to be traveling to Norway and Korea and places like that, it's going to become fairly costly. How are you how are you funding all of this?
So far, it's all been self-funded. I've been lucky enough to focus mainly on the St. Louis market and the St. Louis area, I should say, and photographing people in my studio. The October trip was paid for out of my own pocket. I do have a couple sponsors that have hooked me up with equipment, like Westcott Lighting has supplied me with some stuff that made it easier to photograph people on the road. But as far as out-and-out financial support, I'm starting to look into grants and artist support systems. I haven't done a Kickstarter for the project or anything like that. I kind of want to save that for when it's absolutely necessary. But I'm looking. I'm definitely open to any and all support.
What is the most interesting contact you've had so far?
Well, that's a really tough one. I think one of the things that I got the biggest kick out of was my friend Jennifer in North Carolina, who I hadn't seen since high school, which for me is 22, 23 years ago. And it was neat to, while we've stayed in touch on Facebook, interact with her, and she's a newspaper editor. I got to see where she works, and we just kind of spent a couple hours just driving around, took photos of her with her dog, photos of her at this river that nearly drowned her when it flooded because of some stuff that happened a few years ago. And it made me realize that it's like, I kind of wish I knew her better, and I wish I had a chance to hang out with this person more often. And that happens to me all the time with these people. It was someone that I didn't know super well, but I was like, yeah, they're a pretty fascinating person. And the overwhelming majority of these sessions has gone exactly that way.
So is that something that's likely to happen, that you will start hanging out a little bit more?
Well, North Carolina is a long way from here. so probably not. Thankfully, there is Facebook and Twitter and social media to stay in touch with people like that. These experiences that have, and that was, frankly, that's kind of a random a random situation to choose because, again, that's happened so many times. And I look forward to it happening a lot more on the project.
You know, in terms of social media in general and Facebook in particular, has this experience of actually meeting the people that you friended through Facebook changed your opinion of it and the way that it works? I mean, we have these friends that we don't know, and mm-hmm. yet you're making an effort to actually get to know them. Has it changed your opinion of the medium itself?
I don't know if it's changed my opinion. I'm trying to, through the project, possibly change other people's opinions of it. When I started in photography in 2008, I started in it partially because of social media. I was on the road with my band a lot and got into photography to document those travels to share them on MySpace. And that didn't really dawn on me until somewhat recently. But yeah, social media is part of the reason I am a photographer. And the social aspect of getting in front of someone and having an interaction while taking their photo is one of the biggest draws to photography as an art for me.
Yeah, you mentioned MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to MySpace? These things do tend to come and go, sure. Some of them.
And I think that's, while they do come and go, I think using it as a tool to reinforce an actual personal relationship with somebody, that makes it even more important. You know, we may take Facebook for granted right now. It may disappear in 5 or 10 years or something like that. But I think if you use those as tools instead of substitutions for real-world relationships, then long after that medium is gone, you'll still have that relationship with the person on the other end of the computer.
How has it made you grow?
Photographically speaking, it's been a tremendous exercise. It's been a huge challenge. I mean, since so many of the photos I've made have been in my studio, I'm very limited to the resources that I have on hand. I don't have 600 different backgrounds to photograph people against. I don't have, an environment that tells a story without anybody in it. So I have to challenge myself all the time to not repeat myself. It's also been a great exercise in my relations with people while having a camera between the two of us. It's made me a better photographer in that regard.
So is this whole project then, would it best be described as a photographic mission or as a mission to get to know people better?
I mean, it's definitely started as a photographic project. You know, it was a personal project, and I like having personal projects because they force me to grow as a photographer and in marketing my work to, commercial agencies and editorial outlets that I'm trying to work with. They're always interested in seeing fresh work. So I figured, okay, cool, this is going to be a great source of fresh work for who knows how long. It very quickly turned into a personal relationship builder for sure. Once I saw the response that people were having to the photos and, the share of a share of a share on Facebook reaches so many more people than just the person you're photographing, I had to take that into account and really embrace that.
What can we get to know about the people through the photographs? If the photographs all have a similar, basically have a similar background, and they're all posed, mm-hmm. do we get to know them in any sense of the word?
Well, I think that's up to the viewer, of course. Mm-hmm. I can't tell anyone that looks at a photo what to see. The basic gray background, what I call the face photos, are very similar, of course, and that's by design. But the other photos, I think, do a little bit better job of portraying some personality of the folks involved. And, of course, I do caption those when I post them. It's usually 3 or 4 lines of saying how I know this person or something interesting about them or an inside joke or something like that.
But not too much personal information about the subjects themselves.
No, I try to respect people's privacy.
Yeah. They would probably be concerned about that
if
you were doing it.
Absolutely.
Well, are there any other elements about this that we should know about with regard to future? You say a book might come out of it?
A book might come out of it. A few folks have asked about exhibitions, and I don't know how that would happen. I think it would probably be a hybrid of print exhibitions and digital exhibitions just because of the volume of photos. There's going to be roughly 1,400 photos by the time I'm done. You can't really hang all those in a gallery. But one of the things I've definitely learned throughout the project is not to plan too hard, because no matter what, something's going to come up and I'll meet someone that has a great idea and the project will go in a little different direction, or something else will happen that I just kind of sit back and embrace and enjoy the ride.
And are you making a lot of new Facebook friends as you do this project so you keep this ongoing in perpetuity?
Like I said, I only friend people that I've met in person. Uh-huh. So that has been a practice since day one on Facebook, just because I tend to be very personal and such on there. There are a lot of pending friend requests. Last time I checked, there was something like 140 from folks I unfortunately don't know. If I cross paths with these folks later on, great. I could always stand to have another friend in my life.
Has it been a fun project for you, Corey?
It's been an absolute blast. It's been my life, really, for over the last year, almost a year and a half now. And I look forward to whatever it brings my way.
Are you married? Do you have a family?
I've got a girlfriend. She has been a huge supporter of it, of course. And there's all kinds of adventures coming my way that I'm looking forward to her coming along with.
She doesn't mind you leaving town from time to time?
No, she comes with me. Actually, on the trip, she flew out to Seattle the first weekend I was out there, and we spent the next 4 or 5 days driving down the coast to San Francisco, of course, shooting along the way through Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, the couple spots in between. We camped on the beach in Oregon, and then she flew up to Milwaukee the last weekend of the trip, and we hung out in Madison for the last couple days shooting a couple friends up there before we came home.
Boy, it sounds like there's an awful lot of pluses to this project. Corey, I want to thank you so much for being with us. Corey Woodruff, and continued success. You've got another couple hundred to go. Is that right?
Probably another 350. Yeah. Thanks, Don.
You'll be busy for a while. That's Corey Woodruff. Good luck. Coming up, a musical project for visually impaired children. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you.